I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, friend. Today, I want to share one last case study with you featuring one of our Paper Camp alums, Ashley Evans of InBooz. I hope you've enjoyed this series. If you haven't listened to the last three, really great stories of founders in our community doing really cool things. And also, what I love about this is like showcasing how they've done it their own way and in at their own pace too. All right, Ashley, let's get to her. She's the founder of InBooz, a brand that creates cocktail infusion kits, cocktail salts, and dehydrated fruit garnishes. Her products sell in boutiques all across the country, and she also operates her own retail store in Granville, Michigan. Now, I want you to hear Ashley's full story. So I interviewed her back on episode 297 of Proof to Product. We'll share that link in the show notes so you can listen there, or you can head to prooftoproduct.com/297 to listen. But before we do dive into her case study, a quick reminder, Paper Camp enrollment is open right now. We're closing soon. If you've been listening to these stories and thinking about what wholesale could look like with more structure, more support, more systems, then this is your moment. This is your time to shine, friend. You can learn more and join us at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Okay, back to Ashley's wholesale story. What's important to know is that Ashley did not come into Paper Camp as a beginner. She started selling wholesale back in 2020, and she already had a lot of really great traction. Before Paper Camp, she had about 75 wholesale accounts. But as she put it, she really didn't know what she was doing. She was kind of winging it. And frankly, I felt that way when I was starting wholesale too, and even as I was further into it. But wholesale was happening, but it wasn't systematized. It wasn't intentional, and it wasn't being treated like a standalone part of her business, like it actually is. So after going through Paper Camp, everything kind of shifted for Ashley. She started doing consistent outreach for acquisition. She tightened her systems for sales, fulfillment, and more. She began treating wholesale like a business within her business, which is how it should be. It had its own strategies, its own structure, and a long-term growth plan. So today, InBooz is in around 400 active wholesale accounts. How incredible is that? She went from 75 wholesale accounts to 400. She probably has even more now by the time of recording this. But that's not just growth. That's scale. When I asked Ashley what her biggest takeaway from Paper Camp was, her answer really struck me.
I always treated it like a business, but I felt like Paper Camp really made me treat my wholesale aspect of my business as an actual business. So I knew, okay, so maybe I do need to have like my line sheets all in a row each season, and I need to have like an actual catalog. And how do I do that catalog? And oh my gosh, there's wholesale shows and there's all these different things that I knew existed, but I didn't think as a small business I needed. And I realized, no, I need to treat my wholesale as a regular business.
Ashley realized that for her to have wholesale growth, she really needed some key things in place. She needed a true wholesale catalog, an outreach process that was organized and functional. She also needed an outreach process for retention of customers that she was already working with. Paper Camp helped Ashley see that if wholesale was going to grow and be a big part of her revenue streams, that it deserved real systems and real strategies and also simplification in terms of how to do this. She also talked about how valuable the resources and connections were in Paper Camp, especially as a food-based business. What she appreciated most was that the principles taught inside of Paper Camp apply across product categories. I talk about this a lot, but I think it's important that we hear it from others too. But whether you sell stationery or home goods or apparel or food and beverage products like Ashley, our fundamentals work because we focus on business strategy, business foundation, things that any business, any product brand needs to know in order to scale up. And she was very clear about this. She says without Paper Camp, she honestly doesn't know how much wholesale she'd be doing today. Paper Camp gave her the tools, the confidence, and the roadmap to not only expand faster, but also more sustainably than she could have done on her own. When I asked Ashley what she'd say to somebody who's on the fence about joining Paper Camp, here's what she shared.
I would say, I think it's definitely worth your investment. I think no matter what kind of company you are, it's perfect for getting those resources. And I really think that also the connection, the community and everything like that, it's just information that is, Katie knows what she's doing. And that's one of the things that I just always have to say, like, it's not one of those, oh, you know, I made money quick. Here's my course. It's like, Katie knows what she's doing. She has the background. And I think that she's really put so much into this and it really makes it worthwhile and worth your investment.
Well, I appreciate Ashley's kind words. The growth didn't stop with just wholesale accounts. Her shop is celebrating its third year anniversary. She's expanded wholesale into larger retailers like Meijer. She's continuing to sell through independent boutiques and retail stores. She's also grown into new channels, like working with key segments like restaurants and hotels. What stands out most about Ashley's story is that her growth has been intentional. She understands her limitations, we all have them, but she also understands her opportunities and she's not afraid to go after that. Even as the economy shifts or challenges come up, she knows that she's not navigating wholesale or this business journey alone. She has resources and a community to lean on, a trusted place to turn. You know, Ashley did the work to get these results. She's worked hard to get here. She showed up, she asked questions, she participated in our programming, but she really committed to building systems, showing up consistently, and implementing what she learned. So a huge congratulations to Ashley and all of her success. Be sure to check the show notes to follow her brand, explore her products, and see all of the different things that she offers. Her products are super cool. You got to go check them out. So we've linked everything in the show notes. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'm already doing wholesale, but it feels messy, or I want systems that support real scale. I want resources that I can return to as my business evolves and grows and hits different hurdles. Well, PaperCamp was built for you. Wholesale growth doesn't come from opening more doors alone. It comes from building better foundations. And that way you have the structure and the systems in place to build further and grow deeper. If you are ready to treat wholesale like the powerful part of your business that it can be, I would love to support you inside of PaperCamp. Enrollment is now open for a few more days and you can do so at prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. Thanks so much for listening to our case study series. I hope you got some inspiration and a few ideas from all of these alumni who are doing incredible things. And again, if you're looking for support as you grow wholesale, come join us inside of PaperCamp. This is round 47, and I'm just constantly impressed with all the amazing things that our community is doing and honored that they allow us to help be their guide. All right, talk to y'all soon.